Thank you, Ian, for that reading that brings us to the church calendar theme for today. How many people noticed that Thursday was Ascension Day? Oh, good. Sometimes I've been known to ask that on this Sunday and everybody says, what? This is the day, or was the day, Thursday, and this is the Sunday reflecting that Thursday, when we celebrate our Lord's being lifted up out of the disciples' reach and touch. Now, when I was a lad, this was my favourite day in the whole Christian calendar. Might seem a bit strange compared to Christmas and Easter. But you see, I went to an Anglican primary and junior school, and on Ascension Day, we formed up in our form groups, paraded the half mile along the road from the school premises to our associated church, which was also called Christ Church, actually, as was the school. We attended a half-hour service, and then we had the rest of the day holiday. And some years, depending on the way that the Ascension Day falls in the months, it was my birthday that we had the holiday on, and that was really good. These days, we don't always remember on the day, although I did notice that there was a special service on Radio 4, which sounded quite exciting. I was sorry to have missed it in a way. We celebrate the Ascension 10 days before Whit Sunday or Pentecost, when we remember the coming of the Holy Spirit to the disciples, gathered in the upper room in Jerusalem, and then the preaching of in tongues to all the peoples gathered for the Jewish festival. But that's next week, so let's return to the disciples just after they'd witnessed Jesus' ascension. They'd had lots of ups and downs. They'd become familiar and happy with the way that Jesus was leading them, although they sometimes questioned where he was going. And then they had this tremendous disappointment from their point of view of him being crucified, followed by the tremendous happiness of the resurrection and then his appearances to them. They were really distraught at the crucifixion and then experienced an ecstatic realization that Jesus was back with them, not in human form, but still there to support them and to encourage them. And then, 6.5 weeks later, he's left them again, given them a few pointed but really quite vague instructions about being witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, and then gone. Later in that chapter of Acts, we're told that there were about 120 of them. We only had that list of the men's names there, a few of the men's names. There were 120 believers gathering in Jerusalem and trying to work out in prayer, in discussion, and no doubt argument as well, what to do next. They must have discussed endlessly in that 10 days. The talents they never expected to need when they were fishermen, tax collectors, and the like were needed. Jesus helped them and gave them the talents during his appearances. And the disciples are trying to decide what to do with them. No doubt they remembered the stories that Jesus had told, the parables we call them, and tried to relate them to their predicament in Jerusalem. We're sure that one of those was the so-called parable of the talents, which is now referred to much more often as the parable of the three servants.